Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to X-Biz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of After Dark. I'm your host, as always, Roy Turner. And it is, with no exaggeration, it would be impossible to exaggerate that this very much, perhaps, is the greatest interview I've ever done. And I've done a lot of them for the last 25 years across a variety of different topics and shows. This one might be my absolute favorite, and it's because Lainey Gray is here. Remember, you guys asked for her, and I have delivered, but man, I had no idea. I mean, I did my research. Her publicist sent me her information. I watched some of her content, and it was great. I mean, it was wonderful, but until you meet her in person, she is a masterpiece. She's a masterpiece human being. Inside and out, man. I mean, yes, she's gorgeous. And I tell you right now, man, I hope you guys will check out the photos, because her and I did some stills after the interview that are on our social media and, of course, on our webpage at tricky-kid.com. And we even talk about it in the interview. And she plays it down. I think that her kind of her niche, her role is like the girl next door type kind of thing. And she is, for sure. But she has such a wide range. But she's that kind of person where, like, if you are in her presence, you are under her spell. And it is useless to resist. Trying to resist is an exercise in futility. Man, I just can't say enough things about her. She was just so great and lovely and fun and open. And we just really connected. I mean, I like to think that my show's a little bit different, where the interviews aren't so, feel so transactionary, and they're not, you know, typical and, you know, basic. And because of that, a lot of people that I've interviewed over the years somehow kind of became friends or acquaintances, or they remembered it. Or whenever I see them, there's just this, you know, immediate kind of, I don't know, just, you know, friendship of some sort. And I'm very proud of that. And I'll tell you, without getting too deep into it, 'cause you guys want to hear from Lainey, not me, is that, you know, I grew up very poor and moved around quite a bit, so I had to make friends very, very quickly. So I don't really know how to be casual with people. I don't know how to just make small talk and just, you know, hey, you know, how's the weather? Or, you know, do you like your job? You know, it's like, and that can be polarizing for people. Some people just find it to be a little much and intense, and others are just kind of like, wow, like what a great experience. And I felt like that's what happened here. With her, we just got each other, man. We just really connected. And Lainey, I love you forever. I'm so glad to have met you, and having you on the show. Gonna be a massive star and a success in any endeavor.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. So this is where you were born and raised, and you got the little California vibe going on.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, and how long have you been in the adult industry?
I'm 24, and I've been in the adult industry for almost 4 years now.
What was your first scene?
My first scene, I guess technically, it was before I was signed, and it was with this company called House of Fire. And it was a really, really great experience. I feel like they set the bar really high for me in terms of, like, how shooting should go. Like, they had a consent checklist. They were very sweet. It's a man and a woman. They're a couple, and they make videos at their house. Like, they've been doing this for a really, really long time. And like, I fell in love with their content. I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, wow, this is really cool. And I reached out to them, and I'm like, I don't have an agent. And they're like, we don't care, we'll still shoot you. So they flew me out to Seattle. And I had so many emotions come up afterwards that I threw up. It was like such an experience for me that like everything built up. And I never had sex like that before. After the hour that we shot, I smoked some weed and I was just like, whoa, I need to puke. But it wasn't like a bad puke, it was like a, you know, like a, wow, this
a
is
release.
Like, yeah, like I just had so many like emotions and feelings and just like excitement, and it was just like I couldn't contain it. Ah.
You're getting on a plane to go have sex now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on camera.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, that is a lot.
It is. It was, I mean, I, thinking back, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Like, it's pretty cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. You know, and a lot of adult stars have told me too that they felt like they actually learned not only how to have sex, but what they actually liked on camera.
Yes.
Okay.
The second part I do agree with. I mean, porn sex isn't really the same as like normal sex, you know?
Yeah.
There is a huge difference between the two. So I guess in a way it does kind of teach you how to have sex, but not really, because it's porn sex. Like, if I was Lainey Gray and just went on a date with a guy and fucked him like how I would for a scene, like, it just is not how I would go about it, you know?
Sure.
It would be softer, slower, more romantic. Porn sex is like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck my hole, man! But it did definitely teach me what I like, and it's helped me explore different kinks and fetishes and things like that. I used to be very submissive, but now I feel like I've stepped into the space of more confident, and that's made me more dominant in a lot of ways. I'm much more into women than I was before. I really enjoy having sex with women.
Do you think you would have had those opportunities otherwise?
No, not at all. I'm not really the one-night stand kind of girl. I'm more reserved. I didn't really go out. A cam hermit in my room. I graduated high school and then I started Tumblr. I never really went out to bars or clubs. I didn't really have friends, kind of a loner. The whole scenario of go out, meet a guy, go back to his place and we fuck. I never really did that. I hear a lot of stories of girls that get into wrong situations and let that fear hinder me in my slut era. But I've always been very passionate about sex. I love masturbating and I was never afraid to talk about it in school. I always knew that sex would be fun and exciting, and I loved watching porn. I was probably a chronic masturbator growing up, and when all the pieces fell into place, and camming and porn seems like the safest way for me to experience these things. I've been to all these amazing locations and made fun connections with people, you know? You can't have platonic relationships with a guy and then also fuck him in a lot of people's minds. It's fun to have guy friends that I also have sex with, but it's not weird. You're at work, you're fucking, and it's fun.
But what about the decision to go from the room of camming? Mm-hmm. So what, it didn't feel like enough in terms of, like, there had to have been something personal why it was time to get out of the room and actually want to fuck on camera.
Yes. What? It did get lonely, camming all the time and creating my own content. I was in a relationship when I was like 16, 17, so we were kind of like high school sweethearts. And I started to do the whole cam and Tumblr thing, and he was never about it. And the more I cammed, I started following porn girls on social media. Girls were like, I'm on set for this company, this is BTS. Like, they post, and I would be like, wow, that looks really fun. And all these girls dressed up really cute, and they're all like having fun together on set.
Yeah.
So I thought about it every single day for a year and a half. Like, I want to be social and explore myself. I think I could do it. I just don't know how. And my ex was like, no, I don't think you should. I don't think I could date you if you were a porn star. He was very insecure, looking back. The more I thought about it, the more doors just kind of started to open up for me. And it just kind of pieces fell into place. The universe is kind of telling me, like, if you want to do it, here's your opportunity.
We're like, this is going to be great. I'm going to be part of the conversation now. I get to be with the people that I'm watching.
And I'm like, fuck, like, I want to do it. So him and I had to break it off.
This is real, it's become a passion.
I love creating porn that is good. I like making art. I feel like porn is an art form.
There had to be something sexual that you were excited about. Were you hoping to experience like DP and gangbang?
The porn I watched, gangbangs and the DP and the anal, like all of that was really like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's a lot. That's intense. Like, good for you, girl. I think maybe in the future it'd be something I would be open to. I don't even do anal yet. I wanted to see what was out there. I look at all the men with the big dicks, and I never had a big dick before. I want to know what that feels like. I was a porn fanatic. I liked Jules Jordan. Like,
what was your first big cock experience?
It was with a guy named Bruce Venture. It was a very interesting experience because the only sex I'd ever had was with my ex, who was maybe 5.5, 6 inches. Not very girthy, like a normal average dick. And then Bruce Venture is like girthy, long. So when it first went in, it felt like I was losing my virginity further up inside of me. I've never been filled up in here before. And he even made a comment like that it felt like no one had ever been in there. I did buy like big dildos for Cam, but like I'd never been fucked by a real penis that big. I liked it a lot. Now that I've been in porn for a while, I understand different shapes of dicks. Some feel more a little stabby and aren't as pleasurable, and some feel like a puzzle piece. He was one of those guys. The aftermath of it was not the best. Lily Bell, I'm sure you know her, came into my room and we started talking, and then Bruce's girlfriend and I, we all started talking. So we all got tested. I checked everybody's tests, and I got a chlamydia from that. It's made me much more cautious about checking tests, making sure that it's current and it matches their ID, and like, it's not a screenshot of a test.
All porn stars refer to non-porn performers as civilians. Have you ever found that to be isolating?
It's always interesting to go into the civilian world. There was an incident where we were on this boat and the girls on the boat found out that we were in the adult industry and they wanted us off the boat. But then the funny thing is that same girl, when my fiance was trying to do little videos of me in my bikini dancing on the boat, she would come in and get in front of me and like shake her ass. But you were just shitting on me for being in the adult. People think we're so dirty, but we get tested every 2 weeks.
Probably also having unprotected promiscuous sex without regular
That's another reason why I don't want to have sex with civilians, is because I don't know if they're tested. I've had so many times where I've asked a guy, when was the last time you got tested? And then they're like, I'm clean, I don't have anything,
But can you prove it? Yeah. Let's plug a couple of things. You just filling a feature with Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
And for Wicked, that's a big, big deal. You're now a world traveler, you're a porn star.
I'm pretty one of the main characters in that movie. It was written by Stormy. She created the whole thing. It's a Western, and I have 2 sex scenes, one with Jay Romero and one with Will Pounder. I love them both. All of the scenes were outside. We were in the middle of the country in Florida, on a ranch, out in the fields, on a blanket, on the ground. It was an amazing experience to get to have sex outside. The days were really long, but it just felt like that is what I really want to do. Putting that much effort into one movie just feels really good. It's so nice to get away from LA for a week, camping out, shooting a movie. I don't know when it's coming out yet because we're still working on it.
This is Tricky Kid Radio, After Dark. Wow, this is hot stuff. I think I need a break. How about you? We will be right back with more After Dark. Wanna see more? Follow us on Twitter at TK After Dark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.
This is Eva Lovia, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
Coming up next for you.
I actually get to go back to Florida in like 3 weeks to shoot this mainstream horror movie that Stormy's doing. And that is going to be my first mainstream movie. I'm very stoked about it.
Producers referred to you in perfect little fuckball.
Oh my god. I love that so much. That's so
and
sweet.
And my opinion is, after watching some of your scenes, I couldn't agree with them more.
I'm like the girl next door. I don't want to be so hot that I'm unapproachable.
You do play it down, because in person, you are stunning. You're absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
Is that your direction to do
it? Oh, if I'm playing a teenager that's seeing a cock for the first time, or I'm losing my virginity, I do have to play it down. I feel if I do more gonzo, maybe I could play it up and do like all the fuck my pussy pole, dirty talk, split fucking and all that shit. I feel like every performer has their own vibe, and I really like the natural, I really want to fuck you kind of vibe.
Is dirty talk something you enjoy as part of your personal life?
Before I was in porn, I was still living with my dad. I had to be really quiet.
Okay.
I couldn't moan, I couldn't say anything. Now that I'm in porn, I can say things. And it does turn me on when I hear myself talking dirty. There was one time where I tried to say, put your big dick in my little pussy, but I said, put your little dick in my big pussy. And then I started to laugh.
Brad from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hello, Brad.
Wants to know, what was the first time you had two cocks in your mouth at the same time? Was on camera?
Yes.
Okay. And what was that like? And do you love cum?
Ooh, okay. Yes, I love cum. I do. I love watching it squirt out. I enjoy playing with it. I like the way the cock like twitches. I love that. First time I had two dicks in my mouth, I want to say, was my blow bang for New Sensations. It was five guys. I went on a go-see, and she was like, is there anything that you'd want to do? And I'm like, well, a blow bang. That sounds fun. And it was great. It was a really great experience. And the feeling, I guess what I can describe it, it's like they feel very similar but different. Like every cock, some are a little bit smoother, some are a little softer, some are a little more squishy and veiny, and some are not. With all the five different dicks, everyone was so different. Okay, I'm gonna put them both in my mouth and rub them around in my tongue. It feels really nice, especially with the two heads up against your tongue. Like, it's really soft, and it's nice. It's nice to be able to go back and forth and feel the difference.
Did it energize you as a true slut?
I guess it did. My first boy girl, where I was getting fucked at the same time as sucking dick. I loved that feeling of getting used, getting passed around, getting fucked by all these different guys, and I just kind of just lay there. I like being the center of attention in that way.
Did you eat pussy for the first time on camera?
I did.
So whose was it?
It was Lily Bell's. Like the softest, sweetest. And her bush made me want to grow my bush out. I would always trim it really, really short. And then when I saw her with the nice long bush that she could pull on, I was like, that's hot. I want to see if I can do that. And I grew it out, and I love it.
Your pussy is beautiful. It's gorgeous.
I have old pictures on Tumblr of my bald pussy. Some girls, they look so good bald. And
yeah.
I like embracing the fact that I have hair as a woman. I think maybe I'll go bald one day just for like a couple months just to see. I'll have some scenes out there with a bald pussy. But it hurts so much to shave it. I have thick pubes.
You're a true hippie.
Yeah.
You're under Marshmallow Princess 420.
Yeah, I'm on like my Twitter and everything.
This is allmylinks.com/TheRealLanyGray. I think you're a fucking star. And I think you can do whatever you want to do. And I think that the next natural transition for you would be mainstream. If you were to do mainstream, would that compromise your adult career?
That's a great question. I feel like if I could time it to where I'd be all done with my endeavors and things like that, and I could take a step back and now I want to do mainstream, that would be great. I'm shooting a mainstream movie in 3 weeks and then back to shooting porn.
Once you're out in Florida shooting for a week and you got this big assay company, whatever, it's kind of hard to just go, hey, you want to come over here and do this gonzo scene for, you know, for $200?
I won Best Oral Scene Award with a McBlue for Throated. And then I also was in the Best VR Scene.
Sir McBlue has probably had his dick sucked by quite a few people.
Yeah, he probably has.
Yeah, but not until he met Lainey. And that's when it happened.
I love making people feel good. I love the eroticism. It's my mouth and my hands. Like, if they're not face-fucking you, you have control. Like, I like taking over and being in control of their pleasure. I love seeing what I do to the guy. If I put my tongue here on the bottom of his head, does he like that? Or if I suck on his balls or pull on them. I just love touching dick and feeling it in my mouth. I just love the way it feels. If my pussy's getting sore, if I need a break, I just get up and suck the dick.
You prefer a guy to come in your mouth? Or come on your face?
That's a great question. I do love facials. I'm very sexually attracted to penis, but more romantically with women.
I think you're fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you check in with Lainey. She's got some great scenes coming up, and hopefully, like I said, you know, whatever the pursuit happens, I hope we fit the gangbang in there somewhere.
Yeah, one day. It's going to be there.
And then I'm going to be the very first interview that you do.
Yeah.
So how is the gangbang? I told you. This has been so much fun. I've such enjoyed having you.
Me too. I've had a lot of fun.
Once again, want to thank Lainey Gray for being my guest this week. And right after this, we did some great steals that I mentioned earlier. You definitely are going to want to check out. Just a very fun, casual, fun thing. The camera absolutely loves her. And again, there was just it's a very safer work shoot. But it was just a good time. And then, you know, the girl was so awesome that she actually came all the way out, took an Uber all the way out to where the studio was in downtown Los Angeles. And she's way out in kind of in that Studio City kind of area. And I was telling her, because I was like, well, I don't want you to have to take an Uber home. And so I took her back home and or gave her a ride home, I should say. And we just had another, 30, 40 minute chat because of course, LA traffic, where we just really, bonded even deeper and just kind of, shared stories about my experiences with certain performers and hers and people we've had on the show and just life. And we just kind of learned about each other, and she just great, man. But the funny thing was that I used to do this apartment swap from 2008 to 2012 when I lived in New York with this guy that lived right there by Studio City, right where Laurel Canyon, where Ventura Boulevard, meets with Laurel Canyon. And I would just take that Laurel Canyon up through the canyon and it dumps you out on Hollywood Boulevard. And that's where I would basically go to work every day whenever I was in town. So I was just happened to tell her about it. And I don't know why she didn't say it, but it was like right when I go to drop her off. It was like around the corner from that. Oh, I'm not trying to give away her location here. It's not just around the corner. So if you have any ideas of trying to stalk Lainey Gray, do not do that. I don't want to make her regret this. I'm just trying to tell you a fun tale. You're wasting your time. It's a big area. It would never happen. But the point is that it was just such a crazy coincidence that I've got such great memories of that time and doing that apartment swap. And so when I dropped her off, it was just so cool. I had a reason to be back there. I wasn't expecting to be back there. And it was just a crazy coincidence. Like I said, I was just talking about it and it was just a few blocks away. It was crazy. Anyway, such a great experience. Lainey, again, I love you forever. You have an open invite here. You're welcome here anytime. And I defy anybody to meet anybody that talented and lovely and good-looking and gorgeous and fun, filthy, and just spectacular. Anyway, so make sure you stick around next week. Make sure you're subscribing because next week we're going to have Crystal Rush on. This great kind of milfy performer from Russia. And once again, thanks to Lainey, thanks to Erica, thanks to my whole staff and crew. Doing a remote in Los Angeles isn't always so easy. So we pulled it off and had a great time. And I will see you next week.